100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. It's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the story. And we got a bunch of stories in on the topic of peer. So let's get right to it. Here you go.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and here's my story. Those bags looked interesting, he thought. He walked closer, watching the passengers, checking if anyone was keeping an eye on them. Nope. He sat next to them. Vintage. He could sell them for a nice amount, plus all the clothes inside, perhaps even a computer. As he walked away, he felt something wiggling inside one of them. He hid behind the building and opened it slowly. The clothes were moving. The moment he decided to close the bag and leave it behind, something jumped from underneath and bit him on the face. His last words were, "Curiosity killed the thief." And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com. And have a great week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of The Price of Friendship, available now on Amazon for the next two or three days at 99 cents, marked down. Get it while it's hot. Anyway, this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 692 with the prompt of peer. So here's my story. Bilbert lay on his back and closed his eyes, breathing slowly, waiting for the pain in his stomach to pass. He heard someone approach and stop beside him. He opened his eyes to peer at the students towering above him, hoping to see a familiar, friendly face. He recognized none from the group of peers crowding around him. A boy pointed at him.
"Dude, what happened to you?"
Bilbert slowly drew in a breath to explain, but stopped when he heard a familiar voice from outside the circle of students.
"Bilbert, is that you?"
Linoli Amanda pushed through the gawking bystanders. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Turaber Zoino here, with a story on the subject, peer. Someone had driven dangerously, but who? The self-aware, self-employed, self-driving taxi, or the passenger who had ordered such haste? The passenger blamed the car, which, surprisingly, agreed, contested the charge, and insisted on trial by a jury of its peers. But who is the peer of a sentient taxi? Eventually, it was tried by a human jury, but precedent was set. And now, pretty much anything with a brain, whatever it's made of, is equal before the law. But perhaps not for long. With robots getting smarter, the question must soon be asked, are humans still the equals of robots?
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The great thing with having a hole in the fence, conveniently situated at eye level, is people can't resist peeping through. Especially when the fence surrounds the house, at the end of the street, that spawns all those whispered rumors. However, there's little to see. An overgrown patch of land, a child's rusty swing. That's about it. At least, that's all that you'll register, before you learn why you should never peer through holes in the fence. Around the house. At the end of the street. And the last thing you'll see? The crossbow. Aimed precisely at your eyeball.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic peer. It's called Night Terrors. You awake suddenly, your sleep disturbed by an unexpected noise in the silence of the night. Straining to hear, the only sound is the thumping of your own heart and the white noise of an empty house. You peer into the darkness, eyes wide, your fevered imagination turning shadows into demons, unfamiliar shapes into unwelcome intruders. Silence. Darkness. A void into which your primal fears creep, disturbing and all too real. You're on edge, even though logic says there's nothing to fear. You force yourself to relax. Then terror, as a warm, heavy mass thuds onto your chest. Bloody cat. There you go. I'm done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I'm a good writer, but I still make mistakes. So everything I write gets peer-reviewed. That way someone else can catch my mistakes. Then I can produce even better writing. The peer review is meant to be covering my blind spot for mistakes, but sometimes I feel hunted in the spotlight. Attacked. Any mistake I make is that much worse, which makes me nervous, so I make even more mistakes. But that's okay. I can be as sloppy as I want to be. Someone else will catch the mistakes, and until it's time for me to peer review someone else. And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories, 100 words long, on the topic of peer. I want to thank everybody who continues to be a part of the weekly challenge. It wouldn't be anything without you, obviously, because it wouldn't be much of a challenge. I mean, hey, we got stories and, well, none here, and oh well, see you next week. So you make it what it is, and whether you're sending in stories, listening, taking a break, you've been a part of it, thank you for being a part of this crazy, weird, endless marathon of whatever the heck it is. And Miss just jumped on the table. So I will see y'all next week when it's a pick two. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, and the topic will be up there. As long as, and also, it's obvious that I don't read from a script, and yet, you know, this is hardly Rick and Morty. Morty, come here. We got a weekly challenge. No. I will see y'all next week. Thank you for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.